Hot 1027 Business with Nzinga.
Every Wednesday here on Hot Business, we have a feature called Beyond Borders, where we speak to someone beyond our borders about an interesting business issue to get some interesting insight from our continent or beyond. Now, as we experience load shedding in South Africa, the managing director of the Sahara Power Group says Africa needs $40 billion annual good investments for stable electricity. Kola Adesina joins me now. Thanks so much for your time on Hot Business. Can you just explain that $40 billion figure to us?
Okay, what it represents, essentially, if you look at what Africa is, where Africa is today, we're about 600 million people that don't have access to power. So invariably, if a million dollar is per megawatt, the estimation to me is that we would require about 40 billion to be able to power Africa long term. And this again includes the entire scope of renewable, the grid power, and different solution that is readily available in Africa. So for me, for us to have 24/7 electricity, that's about the amount we'll require to be able to get electricity available to all in Africa.
When it comes to demand on the African continent, give us some insight into what that is like now, and say in the next 20 years as our continent grows, what will that look like?
Okay, it's going to be a bit stronger along the lines of the fact that we have significant population growth in Africa due to sustained high fertility rate, and equally the reduction in the mortality rate is yielding nothing else but an expected increase in the population of Africa. Also, side by side with that is the fact that urbanization is another issue, because quite a number of migration is taking place from the rural areas to the urban areas, meaning that there will be a lot of population growth in cities, in major cities. As at 2015, we have only six cities in Africa with more than 5 million residents. But we're projecting that by 2030, would have many more. Lagos, Luanda, Kinshasa, Khartoum, and Cairo, and Greater Joburg are the ones with that population. But we'll be adding Dakar, Bamako, Abidjan, Ibadan, Kano, Yaoundé, Ouagadougou, Nairobi, Addis Ababa, Antananarivo, as well as Alexandria to this population. So to this migration. So ultimately, equally, industrial activity is going to go up because, again, we need to cater to the needs of the people that we're giving birth to in Africa. So Africa will continue to increase in number, and industries too must increase along that in the continent. Africa's industrial GDP is expected to double by 2025, and by so doing, help increase the industrial GDP to about 1.72 billion. Trillion for Africa. The overall GDP would increase by 2.95 trillion to 5.6 trillion by 2025.
Wow, those are huge numbers. So you spoke recently at the Lagos Business School and said 90 million people a year in Africa now need access to electricity. What's the problem and what's happening there?
Okay, well, you know, for every African to have access, I am of the belief that 90 million people, that is about 6% of the current total population, will need to gain access every year on year, from 2022. For me, Africa needs to generate about 575 terawatt hour more in 2030 than it was in 2020, which will make Africa to be able to meet the increase in electricity demand projected. And then the annual growth rate of 5% is what I see. The basis for this is basically to ensure that the infrastructure for electricity is catching up with the population that is growing. The ideal way is for the infrastructure for electricity or any form of other infrastructure should be superior to the population. Hence, you are not going to see any form of deficit in the system. But today, The infrastructure is lagging behind in Africa, and that's why you have significant outages in quite a number of countries in Africa where you even have electricity. So that's the kind of projection I see.
How do governments and the private sector need to act in Africa now to power it up and to avoid some of the challenges that you spoke about earlier on and bring these 90 million people into power and into the light?
Okay, for me, I think for transformation to happen in the power sector across Africa, for us to be able to meet the demand, the following trends are the things I would love to see. The first one is the integration of renewables. You know, variable renewables will comprise of a projected increase in electricity generation across Africa, mainly solar PV and wind. And I see a combined share of total generation to rise to about 27% by year 2020. Also, there must be massive grid investment for us to be able to improve system reliability, to expand the assets and facilitate the integration of variable renewables. Annual investment in this regard is meant to really be so significant, which is the $40 billion I mentioned earlier. The distribution network currently accounts for about two-thirds of this total sum of $40 billion that I projected as a requirement for Africa to be able to satisfy the market demand. We need to use drones and digitalization as well for geographic information system, outage management, and smart metering. Those are things I see we must do. Lastly, and most importantly for me, more than any other thing, is the fact that we need to have market reforms with priority areas that would include, but not limited to, tariff structure reform, the use of concession agreements, granting rights to private operators. We need to have regulatory carve-outs for private sector investment and ownership. And lastly, for me, I believe introduction of auctions and competitive tenders will go a long way in reforming the electricity market in Africa. But the critical requirement, the most significant in market reform, will be that the tariff needs to reflect the cost of production.
Kola Adesina, the Managing Director of Sahara Power Group in Nigeria and across Africa, joining me there for our feature Beyond Borders. Thanks so much for your time on Hot Business this evening.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hot 102.7 Business with Nzinga.